Sama kuptade khas sevav. Do we add
it? Sevav brings down second I live is a bizakin.
So the reason basically any chitzitz that the second I get leiv and zaka in machan zay is gonna be chitzitz, and the reason the base of shechi is not going to be chitzitz. So the Taira brings down that to say that the base of shechi is not chitzitz. What's the reason why you have to say the time is not makbidan al zeh? The series of Davi is not makbid if he says that if it's going to be, has to be that you want a rave of Cyrus separation of Dukin, have a mute, because if it's going to be a rave, we said that Ruby Shani makbid is going to be a problem. We said Sarah's Nidin La'atzmai. So the case, which we say the race and the base of Shechi, when they're together, Machma Zeya, that it's not going to be Chitzis, it's talking about, we're talking about a mute. Mashenkin, if you have a rave, it's going to be a problem. He also brings down that by Beis HaShechi, he says, Kachas of a Torah, Rajba, is Mavur Lahedya, Af Beis HaShechi, by Isha Chitzitz, that the Rajba is Mavur, that Beis HaShechi, by Isha, also is going to be Chitzitz, and is Chilk on the Mechaber, so Siri Tara and Archa Shechnach also bring down that even though the Mechaber Paskins, like the Shittas, that the Beis HaShechi is not going to be Chitzitz, the Maisa, the Arud Vishayim Vishay, it's going to be Chitzitz. Shnei Levin Chur brings down Lachili Shmi Machmer, and Lachili Shmi Machmer, like the Siri Tara and Archa Shochan, not like the Mechaber, and the Beis HaShechi, that it would be a Chitzitza by Aisha. Now this is all societal, these halachas. These halachas are societal. If they're in a mindset of that, then Menastam Akaponim, this B'mei Chazal, the situation was that the Reisim Beis HaShechi, if it has Zeya, no one cared about it. And therefore it's not going to be Chitzitza. If society does care about it, so even though it's a can move on, it would yes be a chitzitza. So I would think Bizman as a society, at least Americans, I can't speak for everyone, just because I don't know, that it's something a person would care about. If a person here was clumped together because there was sweat, I'm assuming it would bother most people, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I'm a different generation than you guys already. But the cherekip shutei, I assume it probably would be a chetzitza, and therefore b'zman hazeh, you would not be able to be mekel and say, oh, you stayed in shechen arach, that's not considered a chetzitza, because it's based on the nekuda, the menastam, there is no akpada, and avad, if there would yes be akpada, and then avad is pashut, then it would yes be considered a chetzitza. Hakavon, the etzav shechen arach says that, oisei makim, what's halacha with oisei makim, isha ni chetzitz, isha nakim chetzitza, isha ben esu chetzitz, isha ni chetzitz. If you're dealing with say oisei makim, we're saying that by ish, it's not going to be chetzitza. Why? Because menastam, like we said before, is not going to be akpada. A single girl is not going to be chetzitza, because it's not going to be akpada. Isha nesu makpedes, sheita skana albaila, that if it's clumped together because of sweat, that they've been scanned by, and therefore she's going to be makbid. So the first one, bothered by why is Bechal to say penuya bizmanazeh penuyas do not go to the mikvah. So what's the sibas hadavar, why the poiskim bring down the concept of penuya, the chere penuya, they don't go to the mikvah. So the Taz says, saying the Bach, that it's telling you that kamash malan, Moshe Nesua Duma the Pnuya, for Nesua, which is Duma the Pnuya, Shein Bala Makbara, Zafilachi Chitzitz, Dazin and Basarav Nesuas, I can Achet Dafka be Pnuya, any Chitzitz, Savloi Shum Nesua. It's telling you like a Diak, to tell you that if it'll be a matzav that somebody who's married who's like a Pnuya, they don't care, still it's going to be Chitzitz. What's the reason why? Because they Badla Daita, you go Basarav Nashim, being that Rav Nashim Nesuas are yes Makbid, therefore you go Basarav. And therefore, it's just telling the Diak that only a single girl, since there's no akpada, there's no chetzitza, but a married girl, even if there would be no akpada, there'd still be a chetzitza, being that you go baser rave people, and rave people are makbid, therefore it's yes going to be a chetzitza. Ikivege says, nafkamin is the don le'ni tefilas gerim, it's like a tefilas gerus, is Tfilas Geiris, is it going to be a problem? Not going to be a problem. So the Pnuya is going to give a Tfilas Geiris. When a Pnuya comes, a Geiris, the question is it going to be a Chatzitza or not? So we're saying, Pnuya would not be a problem. If it be Isha Nesua, then Kipshuta, it would, yes, be considered a problem.
Is there a reason why?
Is there a reason
why the Kipshuta is
right? What?
It's kind of Nesuis and Makbid. If, let's say, she belongs to a small group of Nesuis and aren't
We have to discuss that as we go along. Then the Kuda, I'm saying. Okay. Now, why don't we just say Naftamina is that a Kala going to the mikvah before she gets married?
She's considered Nesuah.
Baila's Makbid. Most Kalas are Makbid.
She's not going to Baila.
The same 2 days later.
Sheva Levi says, Vaisachai, so we don't say that. The pshat is that that's not called Pnuya, that's called Nesuah. And there's a whole, what's going to be Pnuya Nesuah? You have a baal? You don't have a baal. So she's going to the mikveh in order to for a chasana. About it, that would be called that she has a baal, and therefore it's going to be chitzitza. So Hakapanim, we're coming out that by Nesuah is going to be chitzis, Pnuya is not going to be chitzis. Why? What's the first kasha? Why isn't it geya? So Kivay says gerim. The Taz says a diag. The Bach says it's like a diag. Why don't you say very posh tarets? Pnuya is negeya. When she's single, she's going to mikveh for a chasana. I don't know the fact that they don't say that. Vice versa, it's that that's pasha. That's called marriage. That's not called.
Why? Where is
the Scottish married for the week? Once it. Right. So this is a thing now that she is getting married. You want to know how many days before is she going to the mikvah? Is she going a day before, 3 days before, 5 days before? You know, she wants the area clean, and therefore the vice versa say that would yes be considered a problem. Now,
it doesn't say by the
remark
by
Isha. It says by Isha Nesua Chaitzis, but if you're doing Isha Makim, so by Isha Nesua, it's going to be Chaitzis. So the Svaridim have a minhag that they shave off the area. Why they shave off the area? Because they're worried about the Salacha. That being by Isha Makim, by Nesua, it's going to be Chaitzis. Therefore, they have a minhag to shave off the area. They shouldn't have any issues of chetzitzas in that area over there. And there's a whole vikuach amongst the Svaridim. Let's say they don't do it. There's a mamash a minog and what?
I want to do the same thing for their head.
What do you say? So there are the yesh that they also do the head, yeah? Sorry. Not by Svaridim, saying, but the Shamis move that. But there are some.
You're talking about Zayim.
Right. This is an area which is very common to have. You get sweat over there, so therefore, because they have whatever. Weiter. I'm saying it's hard for us to plug into. It's hard for us to plug into their society where they lived. Like, they didn't have showers in the house. They showered once every week or two, and it's like a different. The Big Yosef brings it down. What? And the Shevet brings down it from the Big Yosef. The Aratzion brings it down. So Shevet brings down the Big Yosef says brings down the Adamas Hakodesh. It says a society doesn't shave taka. Could be it's ma'akiv even b'diavad, being that they're makbid to shave and they don't want it there, and it's mamash like pata gemura, and the Svaridim wouldn't shave ma'akiv even b'diavad. And the Beki Yosef brings down that he holds that it's not going to be a problem b'diavad, and just a minik lachachila then a makbid as they vite, and he wants to say that it's going to be okay.
What is the chachitza if it's part of her?
So we're going to see when we learn the sugya of nails that something which is only the kotzitz or the din is to be kotzitz, so then that has a din of not being part of your body. And the shaila is here, maybe it's different than nails. We'll see. We'll have to discuss it, but that's a part of the din. The Ramah brings down for the Mordechai. Those who have Kliya Saris Devuk Zubazu, Menasas Belilai Deshet, Sakhala Sim Lechaitzi, that it's a sakana to take it off, it's not going to be chaitzis. Unfortunately, there are various reasons for pshat in the halacha. The Gemara brings down, the Mordechai has three, there's another one. One reason is because it's more than one here. We said if by here, the only time you're here, if you have one here which has a knot, right? If you have two hairs, it's not going to be a problem. So this case over here is talking about more than one here, being it's more than one here, therefore it's not going to be considered a chaitzis. Another reason is because since it's very, very tight, it's like blue based starim, and since it's very tight, so the inside, what's the problem? The water doesn't get into the hair, which is on the inside. The outside gets into the inside, doesn't get into. Since it's very, very tight, so it comes like based starim and blue, and since it's not matama, it's not going to be considered chatzitza. Another reason is because that since she can't cut it off, atzakan is ribise. That certain things comes part of the person, like ober, we say it's part of the. It's not a chetzitza, it's part of the, it's ribise. So over here, since it's a sakana, take it off, it's not going to be considered a chatzis. That's interesting. The Rama only brought down time number three of the Mordechai. Only brought down the reason of Sakana. It didn't say the reason of two heroes. Didn't say the reason of there's another reason. Any Makpedes didn't say because of Blue Bay Sistarm. The Rama only brought down the third reason. Didn't bring down the other reasons. There is a vikuach among Sakhrenim. Can you simich on Sakana alone? Or do you need all the reasons together in order to be mitzvah? And as Rekal, when a Rishon says something, gives like three tzuruf, it's always the koach you have. Is the pshat is that each one alone is enough, you need all of them together, and which ones are you able to samachan or not? Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkatan, Kedemani Chav Zayin, says that the Iker reason is else the reason Sakana, and that alone would be enough of a story to be Samechan, and Sakana alone would be enough to be Samechan. One second. For that Isha writes, the Davik Sarasev, Bishaival Tsarechafua, Pshita Shechitzitz. He says that if you want to put Shaivan, it's going to be Chitzitz. So, like, Akakal Shakat Shuvish, one of the Iris, we say entirely the Sam, Tachaboish, Simatsim, and Chitzitz. The only time we say that, there's a time to say that it's not going to be Chitzitz. If it's going to be Sam, Tachaboish, then himself are not a Chitzitz. So, the Divik Asaris is Chitzitz. Only if you, the Divik Asaris is going to be Chitzitz, that's where it's going to be a needed. Mashenkin, the thing which you're and the issue is asked to hear. Mashiach, if you put something onto it, which the thing itself would be considered well, the thing itself is going to be chatzitza, then instead of adam b'chei gavner, we're not going to be meiko. Fine. So zayim in the gate lachlof. So there's mechalik v'shein, and the Gemara says mechalik between lach and yovish. And mechalik v'shein, how to learn what's the difference between lach and yovish. The Torah brings down in the eye could be that b'chalal is going to be mutter, and if it's outside the eye, then there's a chilik. That if it's lach, it's not going to be chayshis. Mashenkin, if it's yovish, it's going to be chaytzitz. Mechaber paskins not like that. Mechaber paskins like the other rishon with mechaber paskins lach is shchutz line chaytzitz. Mechaber paskins afakad lach fluff out of the eye like the crust. The eye gets crusted over. That's always going to be chaytzitz, even if it's lach. Mashenkin, if it's in the eye, it's not going to be chaytzitz.
Where is in the eye?
Cher, what do you say? What do you say?
What does it mean? Where is in the eye?
How far in the eye?
See it?
Okay. So when you close your eyes, it'll be on the inside. That'll be magic.
When your eyes are open, you see it?
That's you can see it, but when you close your eyes, it'll be on the inside. Anything, if you close your eyes, it's going to be on the outside, and it's going to be the outside. If you close your eyes, depends. If you close your eyes, then it'll be there. Then that'll be in the eye. That part over there, if you close your eyes, yeah, it'll be in there usually, you know, part of it. Depending on how thick it is, right? If it's not such a thick piece, then it'll be on the inside. It'll be a thicker piece, it'll be on the outside. It's because Mechaber has like Mechaber says that out of the eyes always chutzitz. In the eye, if it's soft, it's not going to be chaytzitz. If it's yavish, it's going to be chaytzitz. Now, the shach brings down a writer. All these halachas, you have to remember, all these halachas are menastam. Because this is, you know, as Chazal saying, menastam, in the eye, a person is not going to make a difference. If there is akpada, then there's akpada. You know, you always have to down. If there's akpada, there's akpada. There's no akpada. So we're saying, out of the eye, minastam, we're going to say it's chaytzitz. And in the eye, minastam, we're going to say that. In the eye, we're saying that if it's lach, it's not going to be a problem. And if it's yavish, it's going to be a problem. And the shach brings down that the Gemara says, let's have a chanish maitzen. The people are showing them what's going on, which cases are going on. And the Shach brings down the Raiva, the Raz, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, Smag, Shach, Kamaguinim, the Chesitza Zu, Chen Chesitza, 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 Tess, all the next couple of Sifim, Adavka, the Tyrus, not the Bible. All these Chesitzas are not going to be Chesitza for Tyrus, it's going to be Dafka, the Bible. So before we get to what's the Avon Shabbai? Why should it be Dafka, Chesitza, the Tyrus, not the Bible? What's the difference? And as well, what do we find, and why should we find that this should be a difference? If a person's Makbid, a person's Makbid. A person's not Makbid, then be Yisoid. Why should Tyrus be different? So the Havana is along the lines of that. Avada minastam, we say b'yisoid, most people are not makbid, and the stomach is a person not makbid. Just kapay Tyrus, it's going to be machmir, that being that there is a small, you know, if a person is makbid, it's makbid. So we're talking about minastam. So most people in the stam are not makbid. For tyrus, chumra the tyrus, we're going to be more machmer, and we're going to say that in the stam we're going to consider it a chetzitza. As mikra din, we're going to say it's not a chetzitza klapi labayla. Just chumra the tyrus, we're machmer for the small amounts of people who are yes makbid. But that's the mikra din, it would not be a chetzitza. Havada, if you yourself are makbid or society changed, Havada, all these halachas batsim would be yes considered a chetzisa. So how are we passing kavitziv zayin chesentas? In other words, we have mechogs v'shoyim. Mechaber passing zam and luchas nida. The shachs being down the Rambam, the Rashi, in the time smag, all kama goyim say that these chetzisas would not be chetzisas lebayla be dafka le tyrus. So the shach paskins kavit all these halachas which are very negay, especially when dealing with dam. If you're able to go to the mikveh the second time, then avada one has to go in and be machmer. If you're not able to go to the mikveh, vade kedayim konach rebuse lismachleim shapasul tayis davkem of the baila, that you're able to be soimach on all those who are mekel, and when it's not efsha. So because we're coming up, kabe zayin chesentes, that we're dealing with a stam isha, and he yourself, we all know per se that there is a kepeda. So if you're able to go back to the mikveh, you have to go back to the mikveh. If you're not able to go back to the mikveh, so echad lefsha, then we're going to go ahead and be making. And the Chassadim points out that avada, when we say by lafav l'mashal, if it's chutz la'ayin, we're not being samech on the Torah. As we're going like the Pesach and Mechav, Mechav says chutz la'ayin, lafav always chetzis. Toich ayin is chutz la'ayin yavish. Even though the Torah is mekel and says that no, the chelik yavish is even chutz la'ayin, the Pesach we're not going like that, we're going like the Mechav. And we're saying, if you have the mechabes, toich ayin, then you can be samechon, hechad le'yavshah, you can be mekel. Avada chutz la'ayin, avada iskim akiv, and you're going to have to go back. Now the shah is, what's the gedda of le'yavshah, in terms of not being able to go back to the mikvah? The Shev Levi declares, let's say it was a lunsa, but you could go back to the mikvah. Is that called yavshah or le'yavshah?
Le'yavshah.
What?
Le'yavshah.
So in Sefer he writes, Tzarchiyin.
Yeah.
No. And Shira Shavu Levi. You're in a place and you're out of town. Well, olden days one mikvah every, you know. Nowadays is a mikvah every single like a 5-minute walk, right? To mikvah. You know, olden days you had to travel 8 hours to go to mikvah and go back and forth. And you know, it's darker of it. You can go back to mikvah 5 minutes away. Or is that called Le'evsha? Or Le'evsha means like it's 4 hours away? Or, you know, these used to be Moisa Nefesh in terms of going. Lema'i says, you know, it's Dava Pasha, we may call that that's called Le'evsha, and it's going to.
We don't have a position as to whether it's Makbid such a thing.
You say it again?
What?
What do you say?
No, if you don't have a Kapatim Sadisha. If you have a Kapatim Sadisha, then checkmate. Gotta go back, and I don't care if. No, if she is Makbid, I don't care, and give us Lansa, Emalasot, you know, and. But you have to go back. We're talking about if she is from Menastam, not Makbid, but Mechab is saying Menastam, there is a Akpada. So.
Why don't you research what the whole world holds?
What do I say?
Research what the Rav Eilam holds. You don't have to research what the.
If there would be a clear consensus, maybe on a Hanami. Not sure.
We don't have a clear consensus.
That's what's coming out. Fine. Now, Sivchas says Chol Shavayin. It says that if you have a Chol Shavayin and a Chaitzitz, it's not going to be Chaitzitz. Chutz Lion is going to be Chaitzitz. My Besechus, Vait Samus, and a Todav Shachutz Lion and a Chaitzitz. It says the Chol Shavayin, that the Chol Shavayin is not considered a Chaitzitz, but Chutz Lion is going to be considered a Chaitzitz. And the Shail is Chol, which is this type of thing which she's putting on her eyes. If it's Chutz Lion, it's going to be a Chaitzitz. So the Appreciate the Basis is the question. Why is Chol different than, we're going to see that if somebody puts on Seva, which the Nashim put on for Linoi. We'll call it like makeup. Why is it in the Mechaber Paskins that in Sefer Yitzayin, Seva Service National Panam Vedam Saration and Chitzitz, the lady puts on makeup, it's not going to be considered a Chatzitza. So the question is like the effect of Prisha, what's the Chilik in Sef Ches and Sefer Yitzayin, Sef Ches? What? So we'll discuss in a second exactly what it is. In Sefer Yitzayin, it says like makeup is not going to be a Chatzitza, and Ovis says this thing which you're putting on your eye. Is if it's chutz la'ayin, it's going to be chatzitza. Why is that? Yes, it's going to be chatzitza, and makeup kashute sounds. It's not going to be chatzitza. The Brisha says two terutzim. He says yesachak and sif yizayin sif ches said makeup is not a chatzitza only if it's anybody mamish. when there's no mamashes to it. It's the type of makeup that if you go like that, nothing's going to come off. What do you say? It's something which you go like that, then it's then there's no mamashes to it. So if there's no mamashes, then it's not going to be chatzitza. Sivches is talking about where there is mamashes to it. There is some substance to it. Being that there is some substance to it, therefore that's the reason why it would be a chatzitza. So what the priest is saying, that the only time makeup is not considered chatzitza, if it's not something which you could have mamashes to it, therefore sivches has mamashes, sif yizayin is somewhere where there is no mamashes. The second tarot is that yesh lechalik between whether you're doing it lenoi and you're doing it to look nice, therefore something which you bet some want there and it's good for you, and therefore it's not called something which you put a makbid on, or the situation of over here doing some type of things you're doing for like refuah purposes, and that's the reason why you're doing it. If you're doing lenoi, then you want it there, it's not a problem, therefore it's not considered chesitza mashek. If you're doing it for refuah purposes, that would, yes, even though you want it for refuah, but being that I don't want to have a matzah or refuah. No, I always want to look nice. Refuah is, in this matzah, maybe I want to have for refuah, but I bet some don't want it, so that, yes, would be considered chatzisa. So, kids, those are the two chalukim, which, this is one of the big things you have to work out, you know, is the massive nafkamina, is makeup, which has mamashis, is that considered chatzisa or not? If you're all the tarts, it's considered yesh mamash, embi mamash, that's the chaluk in the sifim, then if I don't make it as mamashis, we have to be chatzisa. If the ikar is, the chaluk is refuah versus lanai, then come on, makeup is not going to be considered a chatzisa. And when we do Sifya Zayin, something which we're going to have to work out the exact gather of it. Now, it says if she's open and closes her eyes, Tadir, Avsh Chutzlayin, Chaitzitz. She opens and closes her eyes, then even Chutzlayin is not going to be Chaitzitz. The gather of opening and closing the eyes is because then it makes a lach. The question doesn't mean open and closing their eyes. Some Rishonim learn means after their tears, and the Sefer Dov is that by making a lach, then it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Siftas, it discusses benegeya, dry blood, scabs, cuts, very negate the kalacha. Dam yavash al makah chaitzitz. You have dry blood on a makah, so that's going to be a chatzitza. The rear should be taken chaitzitz. You have a pus, then it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Yatzarim a makah, the rear goes on the makah, toikim yaman lach uvach any chaitzitz. First 3 days is lach, and as stam we say it's lach, it's not going to be considered chaitzitz. Lach kan yavash v'chaitzitz. Therefore, Isha, who is a balas chatotim, she has to soften up the scabs in order that it should soften up. What's the reason why we're softening it up? The reason why is because we want to make it, if it's soft, only time it's a problem with chaitzitz is when it's yavash. When Shengim is lach, we say that that's not chaitzitz, and we say the water goes through it, and therefore it's not going to be considered chatzitza. So therefore, a lady who has scabs, Rav is passing, you should go ahead and soften it up before the lady goes to the mech. V'dekal, how much time do you need to soften it up? If you soften it up in like hot water for 10 minutes, so then that warm water, 10 minutes, that softens up the scab, and it will be considered soft. What do you do if it's on your face? So face, you can't really dip it in water. So you take a hot compress to keep it there for, 5 to 10 minutes, and then it softens it up, and you're able to go to the mikvah. If a lady, you should soften up close to the zman to go to the mikvah. You know, you shouldn't prepare, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then go to the mikvah at night. Then it's not called softening up. It has to be pretty close to the zman of the mikvah. Exactly how long, I can't give a share. It has to be that soft. Dekla wants to be a shower in the mikvah, so it's not going to be so much of a problem, and it's going to be considered soft, and therefore that's the way that if you softened it up, and then now the mashal brings down that. Even though it hurts a lot, you have to take off the scabs. The wife of the Arzrua used to stand in front of him not dressed. He used to check her over to make sure there is no scabs. Did not trust her. That she's going to take it off. Look over their wives because they did not trust their wives. That they took the scabs. The scabs hurt, and therefore they used to look her over to make sure that there wouldn't be any scabs over there. Yeah. So no, two things you see. Number one is kipshutei d'pshat is that they're being chilik. If it's just the mechaber says just soften it up. What's the big deal about that? It's not so hard for what's the big deal? Let's soften it up. And the fact that the merachar zerua and the sam mikutzi, they did not trust their wives. They looked them over to make sure that they were taka doing it by schoys that they're chilek, and they hold that it is a chatzitza. It's something which a person could take off, and it would be ksene chatzitza, and therefore you have to go ahead and take it off. How do they look her over? You're not looking at your wife in the area. You're not looking at your wife when she's a nida. So the Pesach Shira brings down that the Yehuda gives one teretz that is talking about after the tefillah. In other words, they went to the mikvah. After they went to the mikvah, so they looked it over to see what's going on. They weren't sure, but you know, you have a right to make sure the mikvah was okay, and therefore that's the heter wise to do it. Another teretz he says basically Mar Pesachim. The Mar Pesachim says that by Chametz Pesach, Mar says that your machzar achzav l'sarfa is no chashash to come to eat it. That the pshat is that when the Mar talks about doing bedikas chametz on Pesach, Mar says they're not chashash, you're going to come to eat it when you're trying to go find it to burn it. So over here, we're not chashash that the husband's coming to mechshol when he's gufa checking her over. Why can't like a mechametz mechosim? Can you come to mechshol? We're not chashash that coming to mechshol when you gufa looking over in order to check to make sure that she's not going to have a chesitza of the mikvah, so therefore we're not chesitza for it, and therefore that's the reason why we're not going to be chesitza. Now, if Kamina is going to be, can the husband be the mikvah lady? There's no mikvah lady around, she's supposed to have a mikvah lady. Can the husband be a mikvah lady or not? And there is, according to the Teretz, so the Nadi B'Hudi is saying that Pshat is when you're a goof, we're trying to be entire, we're not chesitza of anything, it's going to come out, we mutter, we'll have to discuss a little more when we get this. So, the mikvah lady, the chesitza that's going to come out. So, what's halacha l'maisa? The halacha l'maisa with scabs are is that we try to soften it off and get it off. The chiyuv shel makor for the mashal. If there's a chashash that's going to make her bleed, which many times it will, if it's not a healed scab, and you can make her bleed, or it's very, very hard, very, very painful, then with simuchan the ikar din of the mechaber, mechaber says that softening up would be enough, and then in that case we simuchan on that. So if Yehuda says retiyah shel makor chesetzes, if a retiyah on a makor is going to be chesetzes, if you have some type of band-aid, that's chesetzes, and the question is, let's say somebody has a cast, which is going to be there for a very long time. Is that considered like retiyah shel makor, which is going to be chesetzes? Ulai yesh lechalik. Maybe retiyah, the reason why it's chesetzes is because something which you're going to take off. I'm thinking a cast is going to be there for a long time. Maybe kanzayin, then that won't be considered a chesetzes. Chesetzes, so even Shuvah, some tzaddik aleph wants to say the reason why retiyah is considered a chesetzes is because being that sometimes you take it off and it's darker to change it. Mashenkin is something you keep there for a very long time. Once he's nuited to say that Lamaisa, that would not be considered a chatzitza. Being that's there for a long time, is there kama chadashim. Therefore, it would not be considered a chatzitza. The Binas Adam says that no. That anything which is there, even though it's there for, anything's there for refuah, even though it's going to be there for a while, we say that's called makbid. I'm going to keep it there for a while. He says the Yesh HaChalek, he says the Pshat is that being that, I don't want it there. Just I have a problem. That's the reason why I keep it there. You can't say that's called any makbid. That's called makbid, and therefore it's going to be a chesed. I'll have to discuss it more next time. On Monday,